This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Nobody loves Hawaii more than Halsey. You can Google that to find out how true that is. And we are playing Hang 10 on the Wake Up Call with caller 17. And that's you, Megan. Aloha.
Aloha.
Yes.
I understand you're new to the Sacramento area. Is that true?
Sort of. I'm new to living in the Sacramento area. I've been visiting frequently to El Dorado Hills area for the past like 10 years.
Whoa. What's going on?
What made this move?
My boyfriend actually moved out on his own into a house, and so I ended up moving into my first apartment to be closer to him after he moved out of his parents' house in El Dorado Hills.
He didn't ask you to move in with him?
He did, but I didn't want to.
Oh, atta girl.
Yes. Right away, we're going to start you off with 10 points.
You only need 11
You only need 1 point to win. No.
Perfect.
That's good for you. All right, here we go. We're going to play Hang 10. So the way Hang 10 works is we've got three categories. We're going to give you 10 seconds in each category to name five things that correspond with the category. Each thing is worth 1 point. You need 11 points to win. All right?
Got it.
We're going to give you a practice round because you're new. And Katie is the keeper of the categories.
Now, I'm not the creator of the categories. Let's make that very clear. Okay. Now, in 10 seconds, okay, name five sports teams. Go.
49ers, Raiders, A's, Giants, other Giants?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Congratulations. Yes. That is very easy.
Okay, that was an easy one.
And you totally nailed it. All right, here we go. Now we're going to play for real. And you're playing for tickets to go see Halsey at the venue, which is at Thunder Valley on July 5th. Crazy categories again?
Kevin's categories are, I'm going to give you two back-to-back, okay? And you're going to you're going to think that they're relatively... the same question, but we're going to do it anyway, okay? So maybe we'll have more than three categories this time.
Oh, okay. All right.
So the first one, in 10 seconds, name five things you can find in space. Go.
Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, the moon, the sun.
Yeah. What? Okay. Of course. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't think she would name planets. I was thinking, like, I was thinking satellites, like stars.
Yeah, the space station. Yeah.
Literally, all that still applies
that
as well.
Very clear, Kevin.
Right. Wow, we're attacking. Okay. I got you a good category.
Sorry, take it back. That was just, it was very easy.
I didn't say it was a bad category. I just thought outside the box. Okay.
Now. For the next category.
Okay.
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 In 10 seconds, name 5 things you can find in the sky. Go.
The moon, the sun, clouds, airplanes. I said the stars already. Helicopters.
I just made it by the buzzer. Everyone to know sky and space are 2 different things.
I understand. Just...
These are very easy.
It just seems like we can tell where
your
head was.
Hit him with the hard one, then.
Just, we can see where your head was. Yeah.
Okay. Here's the hard one,
yes.
I guess.
Get it.
Okay.
This is the hard one? All right. Okay. So you only need 1 point. So we're going
to
do...
But try to see as many, do as many as you can.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, no pressure.
In 10 seconds, name 5 random acts of kindness. Go.
Gifting, hugging, cooking, loving, kissing.
Yeah, okay, well, I won't accept any of that.
She's a loving person. That's why it was easy.
Okay. Pay it forward, you know.
You know what? Just so everyone knows, tomorrow, Friday, it's going to be very hard categories.
Are they? Are we going to finally get some hard categories?
Yeah, finally.
Yes.
Okay, bitch, you can make the categories then.
The categories you've been coming up with have been acts of kindness.
Well.
All right, anyway, Megan.
I'll start brainstorming.
Megan, congratulations. All right.
You got
yourself a pair of tickets to go see Halsey on July 5th at the venue. I'm guessing you're going to bring your boyfriend. Have so much fun. Thank you for picking. Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
I'm bringing
my best friend. She's my best friend that I go to all the concerts to. I took her to Blackpink. We saw BTS together.
We're
going to go see Halsey. We're so excited.
Is she local here or is she Bay Area?
She lives Citrus Heights as well.
Okay, all right. God, you know what else would be fun for you two to go to? Wake Up Call Live.
Well, there you go.
All right.
You know, I thought about it and I wanted to go see you guys when you were doing the Fun Delivered, but I didn't have any money for gas to go.
Oh, I get it. Cash Creek is a hike. Yeah. But listen, the Crest is right downtown. There's still tickets available and they start at $20. Okay. It's going to be 2 hours of comedy on stage. It's just the 3 of us, starring us. So you should definitely, as a new, relatively new listener of the show, we would love it if you came. Okay, stay on hold. We got to get your information and congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. And she's been preparing for this for the last 24 years of her life. Are you smarter than Katie?
What a random... Okay.
I mean, it'll be 25 next year. We'll do a big celebration.
Okay.
Yeah. And caller 17 is Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Calling all the way from Elk Grove. Do you know Kevin?
Well, I met you guys at the Sky River thing one day, but I don't know him.
So, yes, you do.
By the way, we're going to be at Sky River again on Friday, tomorrow. You should come down. What time are we going to be there?
Well, it starts at 7. 7 to 9, it's Pride Bingo. It's going to be at 32 Brews.
Yes.
21 and over. Going to be a great time.
It's going to be so fun. So fun. You should come back. If you're in Elk Grove and you've already met us at Sky River once, let's keep that pattern going.
Yes. Okay? It's a tradition.
All right. By the way, this is open to everybody, not just Terry. Okay.
Thank you.
Terry, I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. And Katie is stepping out of the studio. Are you ready to play?
Ready as I'll ever be.
All righty, here we go. Question 1. The world lost one of the most influential... Let me make sure I'm doing this right here. Hold on a second. Okay, there we go. Hold on one second. I just realized that I didn't set something up right, and I think I did now. Okay, here we go. The world lost one of the most influential and creative artists with the passing of Brian Wilson, who was the lead singer of the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson was 82 years old, and he suffered from schizophrenia most of his life. What is the name of this Beach Boys song? What is the name of this song?
Surfing USA.
All righty. And here we go. Question two. Another celebrity passed away yesterday, and her name was Ananda Lewis. She was one of them. She was on most of our TVs when we were kids as an MTV VJ, and she died from breast cancer at the young age of only 52. What did VJ stand for?
Video jockey.
Question three. Pitbull was asked his opinion on a growing and hilarious trend at his concerts. People, men and women, showing up dressed like him, complete with sunglasses, facial hair, and a bald cap. He loves it. He thinks it's so funny. Pitbull is Mr. 305. What city's area code is that?
Comp.
3 seconds. Three. Two.
Compton.
One. Okay. Question four. Haley Steinfeld confirmed that she did get secretly married recently. The singer and movie star wed her boyfriend, quarterback Josh Allen, in a quiet ceremony last month. What NFL team does Josh Allen play for?
The Bills.
Question five. The Nintendo Switch 2 went on pre-sale, and it overshot expectations by a lot. In fact, it broke records for a video game system. Isn't that wild, Kevin?
Yes.
In only 4 days, it sold 3.5 million units.
What?
If it kept that pace for 16 days, what would the total number be?
14 million.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And, let's see here. Terry, what do you do for a living?
Right now, nothing. I just got laid off.
Oh, no. Was it? What happened?
Well, I'm not sure. They claim budget cuts, but, you know, I work for a labor union, and they got rid of 4 out of 5 of my position, and I was there the longest, and I was the first one to go. So I'm not sure exactly, but, you know.
Terry, I'm sorry. Terrible. I'm really sorry about that. You know, if anybody out there is listening and wants to hire Terry, she's qualified for every
for
job.
Anything.
Yes.
I am. I'm really good.
Right.
Yes. So please.
Orthopedic surgeon, she's got it.
Sure.
She's got a saw. Who cares?
Right.
Terry Esquire. Right.
And, yeah, I mean, literally anything. Backup musician, she'll do it. She's good. All right, Terry, I'm going to put you on hold. Here we go, Katie. You ready to play?
Yep.
Question one. Brian Wilson died yesterday. Do you know who that was?
Yeah, Beach Boys.
Lead singer of the Beach Boys. When I saw that news, went home, listened to Beach Boys music the whole way home, literally cried in my car. Because, he was a genius.
Okay.
He just was super influential, and he suffered from schizophrenia most of his life. There's a wonderful movie called Love and Mercy. I recommend everybody watch that movie. So good. But anyway, though, what is the name of this Beach Boys song?
Surfing USA.
Surfing USA.
If you think the Cosmic Kids,
that is
the kids
correct.
Group that I was in, didn't perform this song, you're an idiot.
Question two. Another celebrity that passed away yesterday was Ananda Lewis.
I know.
She was on most of our TVs when we were kids as an MTV VJ. She was beautiful. She died from breast cancer and at the young age of only 52. Mm. Katie just got a mastectomy mammogram.
It's cleared. Ladies, get your
mammograms.
Yep.
Get your mammograms. What did VJ stand for?
A video jockey.
That is correct. Video jockey. Question three. Pitbull was asked his opinion about the trend of people, men and women, showing up to his concerts dressed like him.
Yeah. Hysterical.
Like a full-on Halloween costume. I love it.
Bald caps and all.
He does, too. He thinks it's great. He thinks it's so funny. Pitbull's Mr. 305. What city's area code is that?
I think it's Miami.
Okay. That is correct. Yes.
Miami.
Miami. Question four. Haley Steinfeld, star of the movie Sinners, confirmed that she did recently get married. The singer and movie star wed her boyfriend, quarterback Josh Allen, in a quiet ceremony just last month. What NFL team does Josh Allen play
for?
The Bills. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And question five, Nintendo Switch 2 went on pre-sale. I'm sure you got one.
Sure,
and it overshot expectations. In fact, so much so, it broke records. I'm sure you're excited about that. In only 4 days, it sold 3.5 million units.
Okay.
If it kept that pace for 16 days, what would the total number be?
And how many?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Days to do it?
Four. You just staring off?
I'm not sure what kind of math you used for this.
I'll just buzz you.
Yeah.
The answer is 14 million. Terry got that one right. Terry also got three others right, but you both got four. It's a tie.
It's a tie.
Damn. I'm so sorry there. Terry, but we're going to have $20 the jackpot tomorrow. Again, if anybody wants to hire Terry, that would be amazing. We're very sorry you got laid off, but we love you for listening. And what is it that you want to tell us?
I wish I knew where Pitbull was from, and today I am just as smart as Katie.
Yeah, yeah. We all wish
constantly about being from Miami, just so you know. Yeah.
We all wish we knew where Pitbull was from.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I want to first of all make a public service announcement for the community. That this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at St. John's Episcopal Church on Pleasant Grove in Roseville, they are going to be having a community summer kickoff festival. It's a lot of fun. And the reason I'm bringing that up specifically is My son volunteered to be in the dunk tank.
Oh, which son?
My oldest son.
Yeah, that tracks.
13 years old.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a dunk tank?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have too. I don't think he's cut out for dunk tank life. Well,
for dunk tankery?
Yeah, for dunk tankery.
People often miss, though. Wait, so he's good.
Why?
They do. First of all, he easily startles. Okay?
Oh, okay. Well, then in that case, you're right. Okay.
Second of all, dunk tank water, hose water, it's ice cold.
Oh, and he's sensitive, sister.
It's not like there's like a solar heater on like a dunk tank.
No, not at all. But is it going to be hot?
I have no idea. I don't think it's going to be overly hot. I think it's going to be high 80s, low 90s.
God bless that he said, I'll be a part of this.
No, I love that.
That's so sweet and kind.
Here's the other part why I'm worried.
You're setting him up for failure, but go ahead.
I'm worried about him being in the dunk tank at the St. John's Community Festival, okay, on Saturday. Part of being a dunk tanker is, what do you do?
Sure.
You gotta do a little... Tinkle fingers, hey, get me.
Yeah. A little bit of ball busting going on. You couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. Oh. Uh-oh, the target's right here, buddy. You know, that kind of thing.
You think your son can't do that?
I think he does it too hard.
Got it. Oh. Okay, just making sure you know your own boy.
I want to remind everybody, this is at St. John's Episcopal Church. Okay.
I'm glad that you are, yeah,
I don't
sure.
want my son to be like... Hey, you son of a...
He wouldn't do that, but can he always necessarily read the room as far as how hard he should go?
Right.
I mean, he's 13, but also he comes from a father who is a ball buster, and perhaps he thinks he is cut from the same cloth. That's true.
That is
and
true.
And he's not.
You combine those three things.
Those are all very valid and reasonable concerns.
Makes me worried that maybe you're just not cut out for the dunk tank life,
okay,
you know?
Here's the thing, and this is a question.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a son.
What'd you do? Two of them.
Yeah. You're doing that well. And one of your concerns, of the three concerns, is too chilly. How does that make you feel?
That's his mother.
Okay.
And you know I'm right.
Oh, I know you're right. So now that I live in a home with an in-ground pool,
just a pool.
When we got the pool installed, I was under the impression we were getting it would come with a heater.
Nope.
It did not.
Nope.
The way your wife needs your pool to be set to like 92 degrees is hysterical.
And then doesn't even get in it. That's the kicker.
She does.
Barely.
Well, okay, well, she does when I'm there.
Barely, like 2 or 3 days out of the year.
Okay. Well, she does when I'm there. But
yeah, we've lowered the pool, and ours is solar. So like we just lowered it down to like 85. Anyway, though, to go back to the dunk tank though, they don't have a heater on a dunk tank.
No. Nope.
Here's the other thing too about that. Connor, 13 years old, testing out profanity a little bit too much. You know, how a 13-year-old boy will do?
I don't know, but I do think yes.
So anyway, though, to go back
Hey. He just needs to know his audience.
Right.
He'll be fine.
St. John's Episcopal Church, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Summer kickoff community event. It's going to be a lot of fun. And my son will be either crying or just grumpy in the dunk tank.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I found this survey that is really interesting. And during COVID, before I get into it, it's because it's all about alone time. During COVID, Katie and I disagreed quite a bit because the one thing that was driving me absolutely insane was that I was never alone. I always had somebody on top of me, and it was driving me nuts. And that was one of the things that Katie loved about COVID, was you loved having your tribe as close to possible, and they were in captivity and they couldn't run away.
And they couldn't leave me.
Nowhere to go. Yeah.
Come on in the bed. The water's fine.
The average, how much alone time do you think the average American gets in a day?
I'm going to say 2.5 hours.
A day?
Yes. Kevin? And most of that is in the car.
Kevin, what do you think?
I'm going to say an hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
You're both wrong, and you're both way off.
Really?
Why?
It's 20 minutes.
Only 20 minutes?
According to new research, the average American only gets 9.5 hours to themselves every month, which breaks down to 20 minutes per day.
That's so just when you're in the car.
If you even go in the car anymore.
Right.
I know here all the state workers are back and they're miserable, but like, I mean, think about the fact that you get to be alone. It is a nice way to get through traffic.
I guess when you think about it, not everybody even commutes in their car, too.
Right.
Some people commute on light rail, so you're not alone.
You're not alone then either. The study makes a point to say, like, this isn't necessarily bad news. It depends on who you are. I think it's terrible news. 20 minutes? That seems like nothing.
Well, that is nothing.
Yeah.
And I like being alone. I like having my thoughts sometimes.
I never want my thoughts.
Not right before bed. For some reason, that's when my brain's just like, you know what? Let's run over everything we did wrong today. And the last life. You know, like, but usually, though, like, I get, you know, if you're alone, you get to watch what you want on TV. You want to listen to music real loud? Listen to music real loud. What do you want to have?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
For dinner, you want to go out or you want to stay in? Doesn't matter. Whatever you want. Because other people, they give you love. They also give you problems.
Yes. And there's certainly more to do when there's other people around.
Right.
I feel like I have a lot of alone time. So I can't even like imagine.
Yeah. I mean, our schedules typically lend themselves to giving us more alone time than the average American.
Agreed.
That's a perk of waking up as early as we do.
Well, and being done with our work day as early as.
Right.
You know.
But Kevin, do you still live alone?
No.
Okay, so you went through a period. Someone's
always at home.
But didn't you go through a period where you did get to live alone?
It was like 3 days.
3 months.
3 months you lived alone?
Yeah.
And how was it?
It was interesting at first.
Okay.
But then, as I got the days passed, it just became like very boring and lonely.
Yeah.
It's like I needed some, I started talking to like.
Yourself?
No, not myself.
Oh, sorry.
But like, you know, trying to reach out to people to hang out because I didn't want to be alone at the house.
Okay,
it was so
sure.
Empty.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people could live by themselves. Like, like now I can be by myself a little bit just to think, but I can't be alone for a while. I need that interaction.
All three of us know people that aren't married, aren't in a relationship, in their 40s, and it's been like that pretty much for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know? And they seem very happy. So, and I'm putting the word seems there, not and it, just because we're not them, so we don't fully know, but they do seem very happy. So do you think that living in a lone lifestyle like Kevin had for 3 months changes you? If you're just joining us, we're talking about how the average American only gets 20 minutes alone each day.
Oh, well, I'm sure it changes you.
Better or worse?
I don't know
I
that it's better or
you think for better?
Living alone?
Yeah, for better. It makes you feel like you're okay to accept that you don't need a partner in your life.
Makes you independent.
Yes.
That's you're probably right mm-hmm. about that.
See, now I will say, I believe we all know the person that we're talking about, who's mm-hmm. in his 40s, always been single for the most part. That is somebody that is very comfortable with solitude.
Right.
That is somebody that, God forbid, you had to drive in a car with him because he would not speak to you.
It was unnerving.
It was and like not always was there a radio on, like it would just be silence. So if you are that kind of person, great, I guess. I wouldn't want that.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I don't want it as much as I think I do.
I think also you're like missing out on people showing that they care about you.
Yeah.
People that are engaging you and asking you questions.
Right.
And having a funny back and forth and just the things that come with being with somebody.
All right. You convinced me.
Yes.
Fine. I like having people in my house again.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So when it comes to celebrating things, some people think you can't celebrate enough, and some people think we celebrate too much. I thought Katie was firmly one of these two people, but it turns out she's one of the other ones because she saw something that has triggered her.
We're just doing too much, and we've got too much time on our hands.
What did you see?
I would have thought in a world of social media, we didn't need to do stupid stuff anymore because we were too busy scrolling on our phones. But I was wrong.
Well, what are we? I mean, you got to look at something.
In New York City, they are holding something called Pigeon Fest.
What?
And it is to celebrate the flying rats that comb the streets of New York City.
Right.
Primarily, it is also, it's going to be centered around a 17-foot tall pigeon sculpture.
Okay.
Okay.
Hmm.
But here are some of the activities that you can participate in. Don't worry, it goes from 12 to 8. You've got time.
That's a really long pigeon fest.
So first, Zumba pigeon dance party.
Oh, wow.
Strut your stuff during a high energy Zumba dance class next to, by the way, the pigeon is called Dinosaur. The pigeon's
the statue. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Next, somebody named Mother Pigeon is putting on her impeccable puppet show.
I get it. Impeccable.
Oh, okay. It's based on real life adventures of Mother Pigeon. Mother Pigeon is not a pigeon. She is a woman. Okay. So I don't know if this is the woman from Home Alone.
I don't know. I hope that the Mother Pigeon real life stories, though, have nothing to do with pigeons. And she's like, and that's when I hit rock bottom. Oh, no, I forgot. She's got puppets. So she's up there and somehow she's got to show like her laying on a curb with like a bottle of something.
I'd like to think that they're marionettes. Next up, a pigeon impersonation pageant.
Wow.
Yeah. Join us for NYC's first ever pigeon impersonation pageant where eight participants, only eight. will compete for the title of New York City's best pigeon impersonator. Then if you want to get serious.
Which I do.
Okay. There's going to be a panel discussion called Building Bird-Friendly Cities.
What's wrong with this?
The pigeon part of it.
Is it silly? Of course it's silly. But what happened? You two believe in birthday months.
We don't? Yeah.
Well, you did.
Birthday week, but I've already said that's because so many people love me that they want to celebrate me for a week. Mm-hmm.
So what's wrong with celebrating things?
They carry disease, Gavin.
Right. All birds carry disease.
And we shouldn't do a fest for any of them.
That's rodents of the air.
We literally have Thanksgiving. We kill a bird and then we're like, it's all about a turkey.
Yeah, but turkeys aren't as dirty as pigeons.
It does seem like that.
They look dirtier than pigeons.
No, pigeons live where people pee on the street.
Yeah, New York City pigeons.
And they love it.
Like,
yeah.
They're scrappy. They're survivors.
They have to be.
Well, sure. There you go. You know, I feel like in every single movie where there's an animated pigeon, they all unfortunately have to be voiced by Awkwafina.
Yeah, that is true.
I just feel like pigeons get a bad rap, and if there's a...
Could you say rat?
And if there's a group of people out there that want to celebrate pigeons, let them celebrate pigeons.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Even if it is with Zumba.
Okay, let me ask you this. Hottest girl you've ever seen in your life.
Right.
Okay.
God, I thought you were going to say hottest pigeon you ever saw in your life.
No, we already know the answer.
Right.
Hottest girl you've ever seen in your life.
Okay.
She slums it and decides to date you. It's early in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Sex is incredible.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
What are you doing this weekend? This is what you ask her.
All right.
And she goes, well, I mean, I can't hang out. I've got to finish getting my pigeon costume done.
Oh, I didn't know she was going to go that hard.
No, she's one of the eight.
All right. Okay.
You still feel like, come on, guy. Or what if she goes, oh, I've been dying to see my favorite artist. You go, oh, my God, who is that? And you go, her name is Mother Pigeon. Surely you've heard of her.
DJ Mother Pigeon? No.
Mm-hmm, no, the Incredible Puppet Show.
I mean, to be fair, if the hottest girl I've ever dated told me that her favorite artist was a puppeteer of any sort, that wasn't Jim Henson, I'd be like, uh-oh. Well, what's your question, Katie?
Are you still fine with Pigeon Fest?
I believe you said the sex is incredible, so yes, the answer is yes.
Let me tell you, anybody that goes to Pigeon Fest is great in bed for all the wrong reasons. Every wrong reason.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.